Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am, this is she.
All right, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am, my name is Vianda Rump, and I tried to call my unemployment in. I had missed a week because my husband, he have cancer, he's sick. I missed a week for calling in, so when I tried to call in today, I couldn't call. They told me I had to call this number or something.
Okay. Because you missed your claims week, it's suggesting that you refile. I can file a new claim for you if that's what you wanted to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
420-06-0829.
Okay. Could you verify your name for me one more time?
Vianderant.
Okay. Could you verify your date of birth for me, please?
9/13/78.
All right. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Diane Rump.
Okay. And could you verify your driver's license or non-driver ID?
I don't know it by heart.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
So you waiting on me to go outside to get it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 139-4013.
Okay, thank you. Since the last time you filed, have you experienced a name change?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checkings or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The Alabama card that I have on file.
Okay. All right. So since you already have a card, the card that you have is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. What would
Okay.
be a good mailing address for you?
100 County Road, 5516, Lot 56, Troy, 36081.
36481.
36081.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number for you?
334-465-1372.
Okay. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 101 Products, Grain and Associates, Lamp Family Farms, Wayne Farms, or none of the above?
Wayne Farms.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 119 Astor Avenue, 127 Moore Street, 2318 Little Cove Road, 625 16th Court Northwest, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
119 Astor.
Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Athenas, Bisons, Raiders, Spartans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. And the reason for the break in your claim was that your husband was sick?
Yes, I had, when I realized I had called in, yes, he has stage 4 lung cancer, and I have to see about him.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm just inputting that information for you.
Okay.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay.
Ma'am.
And what would be a good job description for your most recent job?
What job I'm looking for?
The one that you recently had.
I was working at Burger King.
Okay. Did you work as a cashier, food prep?
Manager.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, I've been looking for work.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. I have reset your temporary PIN code for you. Do you have something to write this down with?
Yes.
All right. It is 2978.
Okay.
And once you log in for the first time, I do advise that you change that to something else that you'll remember. And I do have some closing statements to go over with you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at the website alabamaworks.alabama.gov. There you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 800-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made no later or on Saturday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you as well. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. But that completes the unemployment claim process. Do you have any questions for me, or would you like me to repeat any information?
No, this is it. This is it.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy your evening and your holidays.
And you do the same.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.